Father God, just ask, Lord, that you get on this call tonight, Father God, and bless the mighty man of God and the woman of God, Father God. Thank you for this privilege, Lord, to speak, Father God. And we just ask, Holy Spirit, that you have your way tonight, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. I am coming out of Proverbs 3. It's gonna be real simple and short, straight to the point. And Heavenly Father, just have your way tonight. The subject is trust God anyway. I had wrote down some stuff and meditated on some stuff and talked to a few people about some stuff. And then today, as I was riding, I was just praying and asking God, what really do I need to say to encourage us? And this is what I felt in my heart, that he said, trust God anyway. We're going to Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. And I'm reading out of Amplified. And it says, trust him and rely confidently in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Trust in him. For me, I always like to keep it on me. Starting off, I had to build some trust with him. I looked up the definition for trust, and it said in a website, it was saying, it says, firm belief in reliability, truth. It says ability or strength of someone or something. Relations have to be built on trust. It says they have been able to win the trust of others. It said acceptance of the truth of a statement without evidence or investigation. It says, I use only primary sources, taking nothing on trust. It says, the state of being responsible for someone or something. It says, a man in a position of trust. It says, a person or a duty for which one has responsibility. It says, rulership. Them are some of the definitions that that came up when I looked it up. And so a couple of more scriptures that I looked up to, Psalms 31 verses 14 and 15. It says, but I trust in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. And there's another one that I seen. Of course, Isaiah, the 26th chapter, says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And, building trust, man, trusting God anyway, it's like a relationship. And how do you build a relationship? You spend time with that person to build a relationship. You spend a lot of time and that's how you get to know, and that's how you get assurance. Spending a lot of time, spending a lot of time with God, laboring in his word, meditating day and night, that I had to build and get my trust with God, because it's easier said than done when, you got people telling you to turn your life over to him and just trust God, just have faith. And they say all these cliches and, God is a spirit, and starting off, it's easier said than done, when I didn't know God. I wasn't acquainted with him. I heard about him, but I didn't know him for myself. And when I began to labor in the word, when I began to meditate day and night, when I began to start talking to other people that I knew that trusted God and I seen the evidence in their life, I began to talk to them. I surround myself with men of God, and I had so many questions. And by building that relationship with them, meditating day and night, and going to church on Sundays, going to Bible study, I was getting acquainted with God and going to places where I know God was. And it was challenging, because the enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he don't want us to trust God. He stayed in my head with lies and stuff like that, but as years went on, opportunities were presenting themselves where God was moving. He started providing for me. He had been providing for me for the whole time, and he started protecting me. He had been protecting me for a long time, and I had my experience for God to comfort me, to heal me, to deliver me, making ways out of no ways. And meditating in the word, I seen that scripture with David, that he'll never leave me nor forsake me, that stuck to me, and it was challenging at times, it was real challenging. All of us have had situations where, he tested our trust with God, and God always won, and like I said, being challenged sometimes, I have situations that it seemed like that, God's time, and it seemed like that situations I was trying to trust him in, it seemed like that his time, it seemed like that it wasn't gonna never happen. And but that's the time that I had to dig in his word more, and I had to go to them scriptures to remind myself and encourage myself and continue to press, and had to rebuke the thoughts and had to rebuke the unbelief. And I just continue had to press and remind myself, and the relationship started getting beautiful, it started being automatic, no matter what the devil was saying in my head, I still continue to trust God. No matter what it looked like, when my body was hurt, when I was aching, when I lost the job, he still showed up. When the money was gone, sometimes when I didn't even feel like doing it, because I don't know about y'all, sometimes, life just keep going sometime, and you don't feel like doing it sometime, but you still trust God anyway. When nothing is going right, I still had to trust him. It says the just shall live by faith. It doesn't matter. I still had to trust God. I can't just trust him when things are going good in my life and the money is plentiful and the kids are acting right, and I feel good. My body's feel good. I got to trust him in the tough times too. So I got to do the work. I have to prepare myself, and constantly cast the devil out of my head, out of my mind, constantly rebuking him, through warfare. I still have to trust God. He said it's impossible to please him without faith. I had to labor in the word. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be renewed by the transforming of my mind. And it's work. I can always go back. When I get up and start my day, my flesh will try to speak out and say, it don't take all that today or whatever. But my Holy Spirit will remind me quickly. You know what I mean? You know what your day will be like. You know what I'm saying? It's just like going to Iraq and, leaving your gun in the truck, you know what I'm saying? When, the enemy can come anytime or whatever. I have to be ready, said in season and out of season. So Always putting this flesh down, always renewing my mind, always trying to stay prepared, you know, because building that relationship was not easy. The enemy did not want me to get acquainted with God. He didn't want me to experience that relationship. He did not want me to trust him. He said all kind of lies. I always still lying today. He's the father of lies. But I still had to trust him, you know, when I was weak, you know, when I was tired. My body was just tired after warfare, mentally tired, you know, just flat out tired through addictions, you know, repeatedly falling in addictions. You know, I still had to trust him because I knew his word said that he was no respectable person. If he helped my mama stop doing drugs and stop drinking, I knew that he could do it for me. Through sickness, you know, through bad reports, I still had to trust him. I still had to buckle down and stay in his word and keep my faith cocky. You know, I had to be ready. It's just like going to the gym. You know, you don't go to the gym and work out, you won't be in shape. So I had to be spiritually in shape. I always had to stay in this word and be spiritually fit because I do not know what the day is gonna bring. Paul says in Romans that we're like sheep before the slaughter. And I don't know about y'all, but I had a season of failure. And I don't like to lose in anything that I'm doing. And I knew that the only way that I could be victorious is to be in the word. And I had to allow the word to fight for me. This is not a fleshly war. This is a spiritual war. And the only way that I can keep my assurance and to stay fit and stay spiritually fit is staying in the word of God so I can trust him because I do not know what's going on. So I got to be ready in season and out of season. You know, I had to trust him through, you know, addictions, through habits, through sickness, through death of my mama dying, through bills, you know, through family problems, you know, my brothers, you know, still trying to lift them up and still trying to encourage myself. You know, I ain't even never been married, but I knew to still tell them, trust God, man, do whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying, to feel and to press your way. So you can feel that assurance, you know, he'll never leave us nor forsake us, you know. I have to keep building every day. You know, it's like going to the gym. You know, I'd rather work out in the word than go to the gym, you know, and both of them is necessary. But my trust, my faith, my relationship with him means a lot to me because it took a long time for me to get there. For me to get in a comfortable space and for me to know my identity in him. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, there's no relationship. God is his word. You know, he said in John, you know, in the beginning, the word was with God, the word was God. You know, that's what I'm doing today at 50 years old. Yes, I'm in this truck. Yes, I'm working. Yes, I have a daughter. Yes, I have a granddaughter. Yes, I have family, brothers. Yes, I have relationship. But I got to keep him first. I got to maintain and do whatever it takes to keep my relationship with God so I can trust him. The enemy comes nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. And he stole so much from me by me not trusting him. I was defeated for so long by not trusting him, by not waiting on him. So today, I trust God anyway.
Trust them anyway. That's deep, you know. Because I was just thinking now, when I came in here to my office, I just sit down in this chair. I did not have any reservation. This chair would not hold me up. I trust this chair. Now, don't you think I could trust a supreme God that he gonna take care of me? Yeah. That trust, but yeah, trust is a faith, trust, all that go together. Hope, all that goes together in the kingdom. Got to put our trust in God. That means I just got to surrender all these circumstances to Him. They too much for me. But I trust that He can handle them. He can lead me, give me wisdom, give me direction on what I need to do. So yeah, trust. Then you think about relationships here on the physical. You know, we can, yeah, the spiritual too, but God put us here on the physical, on earth with people. I have certain people I can trust to do this, friends that I know who to call when I need this done, because I trust they're gonna do it. Yeah. And trust is a word that, and a situation that it takes time to mature into that situation. I'm still talking about on the physical side. But yeah, it takes time to trust a person, trust in a relationship. But never, like Pentecost say, never put anybody on top of, or never trust man to the on the same level you do God, because man is subject to change their mind. So yeah, put all your trust in God, but God will send you people who you can trust them on certain levels to do certain things. Just like I can trust Hidden Riches Ministry that they gonna have this ministry on. Yeah, it ain't gonna be no I overslept, pastor's still at work. Oh, I'm running. No, Hidden Riches Ministry is going to be up and running whether you here or not. So, yeah, I trust Pastor and Prophetess Cantrell. Over the years, they have never defaulted on what their commitment is to this ministry. So, yeah, I trust them until they show me something different. So, yeah, we have to learn how to trust people here on this earth too, to a certain extent, but never put nobody over the Lord. And when you trust God, you don't depend on you, because you know you a mess up too. But yeah, totally trusting God anyway. So thank you, Deacon Pentecost. I appreciate that.
Praise God. Yeah, that's a good word, man of God. And those words are strong words too. Trust. Before Christ, it was hard to trust people. Because you put your confidence in, some of your closest relatives and friends, and next thing what you told them, what I'm saying, before you could cross the street to go to the store, what I'm saying, they met you at the store. And that hurts people, to their heart, because they thought they had that confidence in you. But the only confidence and trust that you can really have in is in the Lord, because he said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. And he said he would never turn his back on us. And he also said he will fight for us, and when he said he'll show himself strong to us on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. So, we can put our trust in him and know that what he says is what he means, and what he means is what he says. Amen. And he won't go back on his word. He's not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. So when he said that, I carried you through the wilderness to show you what was in your heart, to test you and to prove you, to show you, that I love you, that you can trust me,
Lord have mercy.
it supersedes everything that you can, put your mind to, or put your mind, about some person. Because, he tests us every day, what I'm saying? But he still shows himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. But we can trust him, we can trust him to know, because when he carried me through my transition, and I'm still going through transitions, I'm still going through tests, I'm still going through trials, I'm still going through long suffering, I got to go through to get to where I'm going to. I'm going back to him. But I'm going in him, because he's in me. And I still trust him, no matter, I'm saying, if I don't see him, if I don't hear him, I still got to go to his word and hear what he's saying in his words, I'm saying, to increase my faith so I can continue to trust him.
Yes.
That's why he tells us to meditate on his word day and night. So, you know what I'm saying? So we won't have room So when the enemy comes in like a flood, when he comes in talking to you in your mind, telling you lies, because he's accused of the brethren. He accuses us every day to the Father, but the Father looks at us and sees us as his sons and his daughters. And he
Yes.
knows who we are. And he knows that the devil is lying. That's why Jesus is interceding for us all day, every day. He's praying for us. This trust walk is by faith. You have trust in
Yes.
what you don't see, and not what you see. Because what you see is
Yes.
temporal. And we don't see him, but he's eternal. He's already given us eternal life. So we trust him to know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our names are written in heaven. We trust him to know that we are in his hands. We
Yes,
trust him and know that he's a healer.
glory to God.
We trust him and know that he's our great deliverer.
Yes.
We got to trust and know that he's our kinsman redeemer.
Yes.
We trust him and know he said that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, it shall be condemned. The voices that we hear and the ones that we don't hear, they are already condemned. So we just got to
Yes.
trust God in what he says. So we can see. When we say what he say, we see what he's saying. And that's how we
You
trust him,
see
because we
it.
believe him. He
Yes,
said that. He said those that trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding, but in all of their ways acknowledge him, and he gonna direct your path. Man, it's so awesome to have the Lord to direct your path. He's ordering our steps, and he's made a table. He's prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies.
That part.
Now, you
Yes,
know what I'm saying? We
yes.
can trust him. You know what I'm saying? The joy of the Lord is our strength. We trust him. You know what I'm saying? Ain't
Yes,
nobody like
yes.
him. We can't trust nobody like him. Ain't nobody
Okay.
else we can trust. You see people, you know what I'm saying, from day to day and you from time to time, and you know what I'm saying? And you be like, man, I can't even trust him.
Right. Right. Nope.
You know what I'm saying? It's cause the Holy Ghost is in you to let you know. You know what I'm saying? He gives us a discernment of spirits to let us know. No, you can't trust him. You can't trust her. No, she, you know what I'm saying? She belong to the world. She belong to the streets. You know what I'm saying? But we just gotta, it's real. Our God is real. And he's an awesome
Yes.
God. I mean, we can, you know what I'm saying? We can, you know what I'm saying? He has a sense of humor, it's his love is so overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? That when he tells you that you don't have to fight like you used to, I'm fighting for you. How do you think that make you feel? You be like, Father, thank you. That takes a weight off of a person. That takes a, you know what I'm saying? That takes a the stress and the strain and the, you know what I'm saying, and the, you know, the All the chaos that's coming at you. How you gonna do this and how you gonna do that? When he said he's gonna
Yes.
order your steps, when he said he's gonna prosper you, he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for you that are good and not evil, and a hope to give you an expected end. When he said, forgive them for they know not what they do. And you trust him and you forgive them.
Come on.
Ooh.
Come on.
Don't you know? I mean, that's our Father. That's our Father. We can't go wrong with our Father. You know what I'm saying? He has
Lovely.
us. He has us. I mean, and that's why the devil is mad. Because
Yes.
he can't take our salvation. All he can do is he's a number one stunner. That's all he can do is just keep on doing the same old
It.
lies, same old stunt. You know
Yep.
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's so mad because he can't get back in heaven. He got his imps and his agents after you every day.
Every
Lying,
day.
plotting, trying to set a trap and a snare for you, shooting arrows at you.
Wow.
But God has given us his power, his authority. He's given us himself that we
Hallelujah.
can trust him. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to walk this life and live this life by ourselves. He's in us, he's with us. And he has us no matter. He said he's gonna afflict them that afflict us.
That's it.
So we got to trust the Lord with all our heart. You know what I'm saying? And this flesh be wanting to do what he want to do, but we got to, you know what I'm saying? We know where he has brought us from.
Right.
And we know what he has brought us through.
Wow.
Yes.
So can't nothing change what he's done. Before the foundations of this world, he did it.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
We couldn't even do it. So, you know, that trust, that's all I got is to trust the Lord. That's all I got. That's
right.
All I got. Amen. I can't do it. But thank you, mighty man of God, for that word. I mean, it's, you know,
that's
we can,
God.
That trust, we can, I mean, that's life.
Yeah.
That's our
Praise
life.
God.
That's our lifeline.
Yes.
Trusting in the Lord.
Yes. All right.
You know, so praise God. Thank you for reminding us, man of God, and keep the faith. Keep up the good work. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. I knew it was going to be powerful because every time that thing cut off, we already knew. But trusting God anyway. Come on. Anyway, anyhow, trusting him anyway, regardless of what happened. And I just praise God that thank you for this word. It was powerful. And I was laughing when you was talking about when you go to Iraq, you don't go to Iraq unarmed and it's a war zone over there. And just like with everyday life, we cannot go unarmed. And the word of God, you know, it's a shield to us. It's a banner to us. It's a protection to us. It's everything to us, really. It's life. It cleanses us. It directs us. It teaches us. The word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's more powerful than an AR-15. It's more powerful than
Praise
a missile.
God.
Come on now. And I was just really thinking about with trusting God. And I had shared with you all the last few months, he'd been dealing with me about trusting him, trusting him, trusting him. And I have realized that trusting him is like being blind. It's like being blind. It's like, okay, you got to depend on him.
Crazy.
Because something is missing. Something is missing. And you know, a blind person, or if somebody has lost any senses, that they become strengthened in their other senses. And so if we're walking by faith and not by sight,
come on now,
that means God can allow us to see some things in the spirit that we cannot see with our eyes. Like sometimes we'll see the bill in front of us, but we cannot see that it's already paid.
Come on now.
Until he opened our eyes. You see what I'm saying? We can't see the healing because we're still feeling the pain. We're still taking the medication. We're still looking at the lab work. We're still looking at the x-ray.
Right.
But it's like God would show you something
yes,
in the spirit. He would show you what is to come because he is the I am that I am. And I praise God that, you know, time does not encapsulate him. It does not, it's not a border around him because he's in our tomorrow. He's in our next week. He's in our next year. And he's speaking to us from a future place. Hallelujah. Because he already know the ending from the beginning.
Praise God.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. So, you know, when we say, you know, sometimes we feel weak and we'll say, oh, I'm not strong. He'll say, no, you need to say I'm strong. Let the weak say I'm strong. I understand what the facts say, but my word supersedes the fact. My word, see, the facts got to bow down to the word of God. He got to bow down to Jesus. The fact, you know, yeah, okay, I understand what was prescribed. I understand the diagnoses. I understand all of that. But the facts have to submit to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And it's so powerful that he said, man should not live by bread alone. This stuff that you're cooking, this stuff that you're creating, this stuff that goes to the carnal flesh. See, we got to live by the word of God because we are spiritual beings.
Amen.
We are spiritual beings. And another scripture says that his sheep know his voice. How you going to learn or know somebody's voice? Like Minister Pentecost said, you got to build a relationship. You got to spend time with God. Amen. You got to spend time to learn his voice, because there's many voices out there, many voices out there. And we know that when the serpent spoke to Eve, when he took Jesus, when Jesus was fasting, he was speaking the word, but he was twisting the word. And see, sometimes he would challenge us because to see, it would show us if we know the word.
Come on.
If we know the word. And another thing it would show us is if we believe the word, because it's a difference between knowing the logos as opposed to knowing the rhema. Because when you know that, you know, I don't care how the devil bring the word and want to twist it to us, that we're not. Now I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God. If hell freezes over, if this world splits in two, I'm trusting God.
Amen.
The God that created everything, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that got the ability to make the sun be at his distance, that we would not be burnt up. He know how to orchestrate things. He know how to bring things in order and divine alignment. And I was talking about that. I started talking about that last year when he told me he is realigning the body of Christ.
Praise God.
Because it has been out of line with the scripture.
Amen.
So yeah, we supposed to trust him. And it's never based on feelings. It's never based on emotions. It's never, not even what he say or she say what we say. It's not based on that. It's what God is saying. What is God saying? Because you know what?
Yes.
Sometimes even when we be saying stuff, we'll say stuff sometimes that's carnal. And he'll remind us, no, you don't need to say that. You need to say what I'm saying. You need to be an echo. You need to be a parrot. You need to repeat what the Lord is saying. That's why we need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Come on now.
What he's saying unto the church. Yes, this was a powerful word of God. We got to live by faith and not by sight, not by sight. So it's about what we're going to believe in. Are we going to believe in what we see?
Yeah.
And I can say the same thing. Are we going to believe in what we see, or we're going to believe in what he showed us?
Come on now.
Because sometimes what we see opposes what he showed us.
Mm.
Sometimes, you know, like when we have a vision, when God give us a vision, and it's like, God, your vision, you know, I had ministered and I had showed you the illustration about the cake mix. It got a picture on the box. So if that's the vision that God is giving you, but what you're going through or what you have don't look like that, somebody lying, and it's not him. So that thing, that present thing that you're looking at, it got to line up with what God has showed you. You got to line up with what the vision is. And see, the vision be speaking to you. Hallelujah. The vision will talk to you. Hallelujah. The vision will encourage you. Hallelujah. And you do have to press. You do have to continue to look at the other side of what we're going through and not be distracted. Praise God. Yeah, trust God anyway. Trust God anyway.
Anyway. Trust his timing. Trust him.